I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, February 17th. A water main break in Quincy this morning is being repaired. The pipe burst under Hillside Avenue near Pine Street, right off of Beale Street in Montclair, just after 5 a.m. Quincy Water Department crews responded and repairs are underway. A break into a Quincy gas station is under investigation. Police were called to the Franklin Street gas station just after 3 a.m. when the alarm sounded. It is unclear right now what, if anything, was stolen. Officials still investigating the cause of a kitchen fire that damaged a home on Taffrail Road in Quincy last Thursday afternoon. The flames broke out at 69 Taffrail Road in Germantown at about 4 p.m. Fire was confined to the kitchen area, and all the residents escaped safely. Interim Fire Chief Gary Smith credited firefighters for their quick response for helping to prevent the fire from spreading. He said healthy firefighter staffing levels helped to stop fires early and prevent significant losses. Well, don't be surprised if you see telephone poles being removed by helicopter in Quincy this week. National Grid will be completing overhead utility pole removal in the Broadmeadows Marsh area. In a statement, Quincy police say the removal will be conducted utilizing a helicopter to minimize the environmental impact. Access to the marsh walking trails will be restricted during the project, which runs through this Friday. A Norfolk Superior Court judge is now considering whether or not the Quincy Board of Registrars was justified in rejecting the names of at least 1,400 people who signed a ballot petition initiative dealing with pay raises for the Quincy mayor and city councilors. Closing arguments were held Friday after a group of citizens sued the city, claiming that the printed names of the signee should have been used to verify the signatures. The city argues that state law does not allow the use of printed names. The ballot petition would have asked voters if they wanted to repeal the raises for the mayor and city councilors. The mayor has since deferred the mayoral increase to 2028. The city council raises took effect this year. Ordinances are now being considered that would repeal both pay raises. It is unclear when the judge will issue a ruling. Police have identified the shooter involved in that deadly assault inside a hockey rink in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, and credited a Good Samaritan for helping to stop the attack. Three people, including the suspected gunman, are dead. An official said three others were injured in the shooting that happened during a scheduled hockey game at the Dennis M. Lynch Arena just before 3 p.m. yesterday. According to the Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Gonzalez, the shooting may have been domestic in nature, as the victims included members of the suspect's family and a family friend. Investigators believe the shooter fatally shot himself after the incident. Shooter has now been identified as Robert Dorgan, born in 1969, but also used the name Roberta and the surname Esposito. More than one weapon was also recovered at the scene. A man remains missing after he and his wife fell through the ice on Cape Cod. The woman drowned in the Saturday morning incident in East Ham. Her body was later recovered. The man was not found, and the search has been suspended. Police have not identified the couple, but did confirm they were area residents, and neighbors have identified them as Jerry and Kit Boucher. Yesterday, some of those who knew the couple visited a small memorial on the banks of Bees River. The Bouchers were known for their commitment to volunteering around town, leaving behind children, grandchildren, and countless friends. According to East Ham police, they received a report of a loose dog in the First Encounter Beach parking lot on Saturday morning. The caller reported the dog being wet and in distress. East Ham officers heard a woman screaming for help. The first officer on scene found the woman had fallen through the ice and into the water, tried to pull her out. While attempting to save her, police say the ice gave way under the officer's feet, and he fell into the water as well. A second officer arrived, tried to go out onto the ice to rescue both of them, and the ice also gave way under his feet. He fell waist deep into the water. Both officers were able to make it back to shore, taken to Cape Cod Hospital, and have since been released. East Ham firefighters arrived on scene along with the Barnstable County Technical Rescue and Dive Team and located the deceased woman under the ice. The dive team searched for the woman's husband until 5 p.m. Saturday when their work was halted due to darkness. Additional search measures continued Sunday morning but have since been suspended. UMass Boston students whose dorm building flooded due to a burst pipe are still facing uncertainty days later. The East Residence Hall was evacuated last Monday. School staff said that frigid temperatures likely caused a pipe and a fire suppression system to burst. Hundreds of students were moved into temporary housing, ranging from nearby hotels to other UMass campuses, including UMass Charles River campus in Newton, formerly Mount Ida College. Others ended up staying on friends' couches. About 800 students are unable to go back to their dorms after the flood. Last Thursday night, the university emailed 91 students who lived in 50 rooms inside the residence hall, informing them that their dorm suffered significant flood damage and that they'd have until Saturday to move out completely. Other students will be allowed to move back into their dorms once remediation is complete. It's unclear how long that will take. The university's vice chancellor, Karen Muniz, said staff are prioritizing students whose rooms suffered the most damage, as they will not be able to return to their dorms. To help students who may have lost personal belongings, the school received donations from alumni and community members, providing students with any essentials they might need. Stop and Shop employees with United Food and Commercial Workers Local 328 overwhelmingly voted on Sunday to accept a new contract, according to a union spokesperson. The new contract, according to the union, includes yearly wage increases, a new program for meat cutters, and the same level of health care benefits for employees as in Stop and Shop's old contract. 2 days prior to the vote, the union announced that it had come to a tentative agreement with the grocery chain. Employees officially ratified the vote during a meeting at Ambrosia Wedding and Events in Foxborough. A well-known brewery on the South Shore recently closed its doors for good after 9 years. Barrel House Z in Weymouth announced last week in a heartfelt Facebook post that its last day of business was February 7th, writing, "That's a wrap." Russ Heisner, who founded Barrel House Z, explained that multiple factors led to the decision to cease operations, including the decrease in demand for alcoholic beverages and craft beer, along with rising costs. Heisner said that he knew the brewery was in for an uphill battle as early as 2023. He noted that he attempted to pivot the business by offering food, events, and entertainment, but the hurdles proved insurmountable. Two men sentenced to prison for fraudulently depositing checks stolen from the U.S. mail. 26-year-old Emmanuel Rios Franco from Canton was sentenced to 35 months in federal prison and 1 year release. Franco was also ordered to pay over $12,000 in restitution. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud. 23-year-old Brandon Baez of North Attleboro was sentenced to 2 years in federal prison and 5 years supervised release in order to pay over $10,000 in restitution. He pleaded guilty to bank fraud charges as well. Prosecutors say from 2023 till 2024, the pair and their co-conspirators stole mail from U.S. collection boxes looking to steal checks. After they stole the checks, they washed the handwritten ink from the checks using commercially available chemicals. The checks were then reissued to the co-conspirators or other bank accounts that they controlled. After the checks were fraudulently deposited, prosecutors say the pair and their conspirators withdrew money from ATMs or bought money orders with those fraudulently obtained funds. A reminder, the Quincy Police Department offers child passenger safety seat inspections and installations on Tuesdays from 4 to 8 p.m. at the new police station. Residents may drive to the front of the new police station and ask an officer inside for a car seat installation technician. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 48 points. The NASDAQ down 50. The S&P rose 3. European stocks advanced today after a quiet day in Asia, where most markets were closed for the Lunar New Year holidays. The dollar was down, the euro was lower, and oil at $63 a barrel. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mainly cloudy with a high around 40 degrees. For tonight, cloudy and a low 28. Tomorrow, clouds with a wintry mix arriving in the afternoon, changing to snow tomorrow night. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation are possible. Sunshine returns on Thursday, the high of 38, and more snow possible on Friday with a wintry mix and a high of 35. For the boater, waves about a foot, a wind out of the south at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 11:10 a.m. Sunrise 6:37, sets at 5:18. Reminder, there is a one-day delay for the curbside collection of trash and recycling all this week in Quincy due to the President's Day holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, February 17th.